Welcome back. 4:48, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, Charles Hurd. He writes the nuclear option column for the Washington Times. Today's is entitled Obama's Southside Chicago Thuggery. That's a great title. It really is. And Charlie joins me now. Hello, Charlie. How are you?
Hey, is it hot enough for you out there?
Yeah. It is. Thanks for asking.
I was just telling my wife that if these thunderstorms that are about to hit us, I wouldn't mind if they blew my house over, as long as you just kind of cooled it off a few.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty dark out here in Northeast Washington right now, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. This campaign really does act like a bunch of thugs. I mean, you got Axelrod, Stephanie Cutter. They lob the grenades, and the president somehow stays clean in all of it.
Yeah, and then he just kind of walks up like he's just arriving on the scene all squeaky clean and innocent, and he hadn't had anything to do with any of this stuff, and he just has to sort of, not denounce his campaign and just sort of drop a few little sort of hints and innuendos to kind of keep the ball rolling. And Lord knows the media is all standing around desperate to carry all the water for the campaign. And we saw it for the entire week after Obama got that horrible jobs report, whatever it was, a week ago Friday.
Right.
The entire week after that, did we spend all that time talking about unemployment and what a terrible jobs report it was?
Mm.
No, we spent the entire time talking about some ridiculous story about when Mitt Romney left Bain, an issue that had been settled months ago. But that's what we spent all of our time talking about, because the media was just so delighted to spend all that time, peddling this farce of a story that it got set out there by the Obama campaign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think it's funny that Stephanie Cutter would imply Romney is a felon when just about every Democrat in Chicago politics has been in jail or in jail right now? I mean, isn't it just weird?
Yeah, it's really kind of, Rod Blagojevich anywhere?
Yeah, really?
Kind of strange.
Yeah, I mean, they just, like you say, they lob these bombs and then they step back. But the fact is, I mean, take a look around you, lady. I mean, seriously,
I think what she's telling us is that being a felon is not that big of a deal. It's just sort of something that there's a good chance you are if you're in Chicago Democratic politics. You're probably one. So she probably didn't realize it was like a really serious accusation, but it certainly reveals an awful lot about what she and what President Obama and Axelrod and that gangster crew thinks of people who are out there in America working their hearts out, risking their own money or private citizens' money to make jobs and to make the economy go. For them, if you're not taking public money and spending that, throwing that away to make jobs, then you must be a criminal. You must be a felon.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, she comes out, she sticks the knife in Romney. Obama shows up on the scene to comment on it and demands that Romney come clean. Now, here's a guy who hasn't come clean about anything, and he has the nerve to say stuff like this.
If you don't have anything to hide, why not just release that information?
Yeah, I mean, that's Axelrod. Hang on a second. Here's Jack Lew from the White House.
This administration has been the most transparent ever.
Yeah, right. Okay, and then you have Obama saying stuff like, you got to be an open book. If you're going to run for the presidency, you got to be an open book. Are you kidding me? This guy, of all people?
It's a total laugher, and the thing is, and again, we talked about this before. I would argue that the media has done a great disservice to the White House by pumping out all of these claims, these ridiculous, farcical claims that the White House makes, and not holding them up to anything. And actually, but they keep doing that, and basically, the American people have. I really do think a lot of people have just sort of tuned it all out. And they're like, man, these people are smoking something.
Yeah, yeah. All right, listen, I'm going to play a shocker for you. I don't know if you caught this, but this is the evening news last night, CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. This is the way it starts out.
And I was good for laughs.
And I got to tell you something. I think, I think that heads are going to roll at CBS if the Obama campaign was watching this.
Good evening. This is the worst economic recovery America has ever had. We've been looking for hopeful signs, but today, the chairman of the Federal Reserve threw a cold splash of reality on those hopes. Ben Bernanke said any improvement in unemployment will, quote, likely be frustratingly slow.
Can you imagine Axelrod and Cutter sitting in Chicago going, oh, my God, CBS, one of our allies.
It's just incredible. And it really does go to show what a difficult, you know, what a bad situation we are in.
Yeah.
But then I couldn't help but notice that later today the Fed issued some strange report saying, well, actually, things are brighter than we actually said. I imagine, like you said, they must have caught a lot of heat for that, and then they went back and tried to sort of doctor their doom and gloom scenario.
They probably got Bernanke's wife tied up somewhere, you know.
I mean, that's how these people operate.
I know.
I keep waiting to see drones over my house.
Yeah. You know, you had mentioned that Obama misquoted Harry Truman in your story.
Oh, my God. Did you believe that? Who misquotes Harry Truman and says the buck stops with you? Who does that?
Barack Obama.
Or the other one, when all those people were collapsing at his event the other day.
Yeah,
and
right.
He called for if there were any paralegals in the audience. Are you kidding me? Paralegals? How do you make that mistake? And then he changed his mind, I guess, when he realized that maybe they would sue his campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, oh, what I meant was paramedics is what I meant.
Yeah. All right, well, I got to tell you, watching the Democrats in all of this, in this whole campaign, and watching what has happened in the past. I remember you mentioned it in your piece today. Democrats claim foul over the whole John Kerry Swift boat attacks. Wasn't that a bit different?
Oh, I think absolutely. First of all, it wasn't George Bush that was pushing that. And let's be clear, you know, the Swift boat attacks, they were tough. They were very tough. And they were leveled. They were charges leveled by John Kerry's comrades who were Swift boat operators in Vietnam who had harbored for decades a resentment that John Kerry and others came back from Vietnam, accused all of his comrades who were still fighting and dying over there of committing atrocities. He did that in Congress. And, you know, even as they were fighting, even as John McCain was rotting in a prison camp over there, John Kerry testified to this and then later threw his medals away. How could you dare tell these vets that 25 years later they couldn't vent their thoughts about this?
Yeah.
What are you going to tell them that take away their free speech rights that they risk their lives to protect?
Yeah.
And say that, and somehow, I've always thought that trying to slime those guys, and again, you know, agree with them or disagree with them, you can't deny that they had a right to have strong feelings, and they had a right to vent them to talk about the character of a guy running for president. And of course, this is just so utterly, totally different than that.
Yep, absolutely. All right, folks, check it out. Obama's Southside Chicago Thuggery. That's the name on the column by Charles Hurt in today's Washington Times. Charlie, always good to talk to you. We'll do it again.
Likewise. Thank you.
Take care. Charlie Hurt. It is 4:57, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.